Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
And we are so glad again that you're with us. And just come have a seat with us and let's talk these things out. I don't know what could be more weighty than life and death, or death and resurrection, or heaven, or the other place. So, Jeannie, why don't you fill us in? Last time we left, we were talking about the fact that Jesus' resurrection actually ensures or becomes or is our resurrection as well.
Right. So that Romans 15:54 says, death is swallowed up in victory. Where's your sting, O death? Where's your string? Okay, and moving forward, we had mentioned the verse from 1 Thessalonians 4:13 about that he wants us to be assured, Paul the Apostle, that when we grieve, we're not going to be grieving like with those.
Like those who have no hope.
That have no hope, right?
Yeah, we grieve, that's for sure.
And that's what I was going to want to spend a little time with, because it says, sure, you will not grieve like people who have no hope. So that's not saying you're not going to grieve.
Right.
Because we know that we're going to see them again, because we do believe in the resurrection.
Yes.
And we find peace that that our loved one who knows the Lord is in his presence and not in pain and enjoying life and wouldn't want to come back.
We just this past Sunday were speaking with and praying for a widow who has lost her husband, or her husband passed on, you know,
moved
to heaven, moved, relocated to heaven a year ago now. And there is a grieving and there is a loss and it is real. So that's what you're saying, right? You're not discounting any of that.
Right. And I can't imagine the grief that someone feels that doesn't have the hope that we have. But even those who have this hope, I mean, your life is changed. And you can't feel them, touch them, talk to them, ask them questions like you were before, do things together.
Yeah.
You know, they're not here present with you right now. So the grief that you feel may not be for them, because they're in such a, you know, wonderful place.
Yeah, they're having a great day today.
Yeah, but your grief, and we don't want it to sound like it's selfish to grieve.
Right, or minimize it, right?
No, but it's very real, and it takes time to adjust.
Yeah.
And that adjustment with the hope
that
they're great and that God is going to use whatever we've gone through, the separation time that we have to go through right now.
Yeah.
He's going to use it for good. Something great is going to come out of it. One of the examples is your son, Christopher, when he passed away. And previously he had been involved with drugs and alcohol, and that got us involved with Teen Challenge. And we look back at that now, and we wouldn't be involved with Teen Challenge and how huge a part of our life. And we've adopted those that are in there, and you've mentored, you know, Greg and these different men that look to you, Daniel, and that wouldn't have happened. It's almost like your son's not here, but in its place you have multiple sons that look to you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't take the pain away from missing Christopher, but how wonderful that nothing's wasted.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be wasted. Your life didn't stop. Your life is not over. And for the three widows that I'm thinking of in particular that are very close in our lives that have gone through this last year, their lives are not over. They haven't stopped. Your mom was a great example of being married almost 50 years, and she fought through that, wanting to isolate and that her life was over. And look at the last how many years, 25 years, and what a joy it's been to have her and the contribution that she's made in all of her family's life and in bringing people to the Lord. It didn't get turned off when your dad died.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage us that it's okay and normal to grieve, and you're going through a time of adjustment, and that the Lord says that he is close to the brokenhearted. You know, it's, let me find it real quick right here because I had it and it just went away on my phone. Psalm 34:18, New Living says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Mm. And when you lose somebody you love, that's a great word to describe it. You're crushed. Yes. But he rescues you. You don't stay there forever. You do move forward. Yeah. And so that's the encouragement with the Holy Spirit. And also for us who are surrounding those that are grieving and crushed, that we don't try to fix them.
Yeah.
But we let them know that they're not alone.
Right.
And we want to come alongside and support them any way that we can.
You're not trying to correct. It's not a time to correct or teach or anything like that.
Right.
Several years ago, there was a pastor that lost his wife in an auto accident. And he sounded upset, which I understand in this regard. He would say, I don't want people to, you know, quit coming out to me and saying, you know, I lost my wife. And he was, as he was saying that, you could tell he was grieving. He said, because I haven't lost her. I know where she is. She's in heaven, you know. And so that's something that he needed to move through. But what we are grieving is not that they're lost, you know.
But we feel lost.
We feel the loss.
Yeah.
This is somebody that I love. I feel like I've lost my ability to talk to them, to walk with them, to enjoy life with them, you know. I don't have that readily available to me.
And especially mentioning widows, the ones we know, very dependent on their husbands in so many ways. Now their life is changed.
Yeah.
But it's not that they don't have the help, but it's just going to come to you differently because the Lord's going to provide and be your husband.
Yeah.
And that's where you cling on to him.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, the loss of Christopher. I don't have him here. I've got his motorcycle, but I don't have him on it, you know. I sure miss that guy, and sometimes I'll think about him, and I just, you know, sometimes I'll just say his name to myself, you know. And I want to see him. I want to see him face to face, and that, you know, that's has been a few years now. But it still really hurts. So I know that grieving thing can be with you for a long time. I don't know how long, but a long time. And but I can tell you this without a shadow of a doubt. Our faith works. Our faith genuinely works. I'm thinking of the scriptures in the Old Testament says, you know, when you go through the fire, you won't be burned. When you go through the flood, it won't go over you. And that is true with our faith. I know it's hard to talk about these things, isn't it? Uh-huh. You know, this is real life stuff.
I know for missing my mom and dad, something will happen and I'll... I know you can't talk to them right now, but I will send messages via Jesus.
There you go.
I'll say, Lord.
Tell them hi.
Can you tell them hi? And if they don't know this already, because you don't know how much they know while they're there, but let them know, you know, like I did this the other day with Lisa's baby, you know, to my dad. Daddy, you'd be very proud of Lisa right now and her little baby, Mary.
Oh.
Naming her after Mama.
Yeah.
And you'd just be really proud and want to give Lisa that smile and hug. So,
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for those people that you have had in our lives that are not with us right now. And Father, it's comforting to know that you are with us no matter what we face. Especially in this area of the loss of a loved one, the loss of time with a loved one. And Lord, tell them hi for us today. Give them a hug for us, Lord. And how important then is it, and we recognize even now, to keep our trust, our hope in you. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and everybody says,
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you soon.